Re'e, Re'e, Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayam Bracha Uklala. Re'e, see, Anochi, who is the Anochi? Who here is the Anochi? Is the Anochi Hashem or is the Anochi Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, Moshe is speaking L'choritz, and L'choritz Hashem. Hash, but yet, even though it's Hashem, it's not so simple. Not so simple. Who is the speaker? Who is the speaker? L'choritz Hashem, right? Who else? Who else would Anochi be? But yet, the whole Chumash, the Devarim, refers to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu with his personal conversation with Klal Yisrael. So, we're going to assume though that it's Hashem. Hashem is speaking, and he's speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's giving over here, Bayom Barachu Golos, let's see, Re, see, Anochi I, Hashem, Noisein present, Lefnechem, before you, Hayom Barachu, blessing Uklala, Rashi, Re, Anochi, Noisein, Lebrachu, Klala, Halmuris, Bahar Grizim, Bahar Evil. The passage is referring to what's going to say later on at the end of the parasha. At the end of the parasha, we're going to look at that Klal Yisrael is going to be divided into two groups. Half of them are going to ascend Har Grizim, half ascend Har Evil, Gzuntite, and we're going to brachos and klolos are going to be used. So therefore, in order to go to the details of the brach and the klola, we have to wait until the end of the parasha and see the entire procedure. In the meantime, see Re'e. Okay, that's all it says in Rashi. Look at the Targum. Targum Chazoi. Targum translates the word Re'e, see, with the word Chazoi. Okay, we'll just leave with that. Da ano yohev I, yohev give kodo mechon before you, yoim ordain on this day, hayoim. Okay, hayoim means on this day, yoim ordain on this day. Birkon ulevotin, a blessing and a curse. Now, Targum, it seems that there could be a machlokes Rashi in the Targum. Why? One word. The word is Dain. The word is this day. Rashi read the Targum, right? That's our whole approach to the Shir. Our whole approach is that Rashi, he read the Targum, and Rashi didn't like it. He always had issues with the Targum. Targum says, Re'esi Anochi no Sena, I'm presenting Lefnechem before you Hayoim today. Right now, Yoimo Dain, the Targum has added a word that is not part of the literal translation of the Pasuk. The Targum over here has snuck in something which he ordinarily does not. The Targum is very delicate. This is not Targum Yonasan ben Uzil where he can add in a whole sentence. The most the Targum will ever add in is a word or two. And here he is in one word, Dain. Question. Did the procedure of Har Grizim and Har Evil take place on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke? L'chora not. L'chora, the procedure of going up to Har Grizim and Har Evil took place later on. Okay, Ramayevsky, when he'll come, will tell us that took place later. That took place Parshas Nitzavim. Moshe Rabbeinu today is giving us a Musa Shmuz. And later, he's telling them that when you're going to go, if you go to the end of the parasha, okay, we're not going to spend too much time on this, end of the parasha, about the Mo'adim, but he tells them later on in the parasha, what you shall do. But he didn't actually do it. It was done later in parashas, I think parashas Nitzavim is when it was done. All it says here is, Look at Pasuk Chavtes. V'haya ki v'yacha Hashem l'kecha l'aritz ha'shato v'oshem l'rishto v'nosatos ha'brocha al har grizim v'yes ha'chlolo al har evil. Okay, we're not up to that yet. That's not coming. That's coming much later on. Haleheima be'ever hayardin. So, it's impossible. It's not today. It's not yoimo hodein. Moshe Rabbeinu never entered into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zion Adar. They did not enter into Eretz Yisrael until when? Until Yud Nisan. So, what in the world does the Targum say? Re'eh Anochi Nosein Lefnechem Hayoim Barachu Klola Hayoim Targum Yoim Adain. I'm presenting in front of you today. a blessing and a curse. Rashi read this, and Rashi says, I don't know what you're talking about. Brachu klola, what brachu klola? Obviously, the Targum learns it's the next two, three psukim. Rashi says, no, it's not Yoyma Hodein. It's going to be when you come into Eretz Yisrael. That's the day. I am presenting Lifneichem Hayoim. Today, I'm presenting the strategy. I'm presenting before you the plan today, when and how you will receive Berocha uklola. I'm not giving the Berocha and the Klola today. The Berocha and the Klola will occur on when you enter into Eretz Yisrael in a long time from now. All I'm presenting today is the plan. So, but that's not what it says in the Targum. The Targum says, Chazod ano yoyev kodom echoin. I'm putting in front of you Yoyma Dain today. Birkan ulivatin, a blessing and a curse. Nothing to do with Har Gerizim and Har Evil. The Bracha and the Klol is Pasach of Zion. Es HaBrocha Asher Tishnu El Mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem Asher Nochim Mitzvah Veschem Hayon and V'haklola Im Lo Yisishnu El Mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem V'sartim Menech Asher Nochim Mitzvah Veschem Hayon Lulechas Achare Elohim Achem Asher Lo Yidatem Yidatem. Right now, I'm telling this to you right now, and right now you're getting a blessing if you do the mitzvahs, and you get a curse if you do not do the mitzvahs. Right now, right here and now. Yoyma Hodein. This is how the Targum Unkelis translated the Pasuk. Rashi read this Targum. Rashi says, I'm sorry, I disagree with you. That's not what it means. When it says, Anochi Nosen Lefnechem Hayoim, I'm not actually giving you the bracha. I am presenting you a plan. I'm presenting you, there will be a time when you will accept upon yourself bracha or klola, depending on if you want to do the mitzvahs. When will this acceptance of bracha and klola come upon you? When you come into Har Gerizim and Har Evol, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and you reach these two mountains, and you are divided into two groups, some will go to Har Gerizim, some will go to Har Evol, and the Levim will stand in the center with the Aron HaKodesh, and they will issue the blessing, and everyone will say Amen. Then they'll turn to the other mountain, and they'll issue the curse, and everyone will answer Amen. That's not happening today. I'm just presenting the procedure of what will be in a long time from now. But there is no actual blessing and curse today. So we have what appears here to be a clear, I don't know if it's clear, but with our approach, what is Rashi saying? What is Rashi coming to say? You cannot appreciate these words in Rashi unless you first read the words of Unkelus and understand that Rashi, more often than not, disagrees with Unkelus. If Unkelus says, Chazoi, the ano yohev kodo mechoin yoimo dein, I'm presenting you dein. It's a very delicate expression, but what it means is today, right here and now, I'm giving you the birkon ulevatim, the blessing and the curse. And what would the blessing and the curse be? Oh, right away, pasuk of zayin and pasuk of ches. That's the blessing. Then when it says pasuk chav tes in our parsha, v'hoyok ki yiviyachah Hashem lokech l'eretz asher tavo Hashem l'rishto v'nosata es habracha. That's a separate parsha. That's a separate bracha v'klola. There's a curse and a blessing today in the desert by yours truly, Moshe Rabbeinu. And then there's going to be a blessing and a curse by my student. Not my student, by Hashem when you come into Eretz Yisrael. So, Targum says, make no mistake, there are two separate blessings. And to emphasize the two separate blessings, he adds in three letters, Yoyma Dein, right here and now, the emphasis changes the flavor of the next two words, Birkon Ulevatin. Today, there is a blessing and a curse by yours truly, Moshe Rabbeinu. This is consistent with Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu, we learn, he says in Parashas Devarim, was it either Devarim or it was Parashas for Eschanan? Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pe'amim. May Hashem bless you 1,000 times. And Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, Moshe, that's it? Only 1,000 times? That's it? Hashem says we're going to be like we're going to be like the sand of the sea. We're going to be like the stars. Infinite. So Moshe says, that's right. Hashem can give you infinite. Vivorech eschem ka'asher diber lochem. But I'm only a human being. I'm limited. I can give you a bracha for 1,000. I give you my blessing. My blessing, I'm a human being. There's only that much I can do. Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pa'amim. That's my blessing. There's another blessing. Vivorech Eschem. May Hashem also bless you, Kasher Diber Lochem. That's his blessing. Here as well. In this pasuk here as well, there are two blessings. Re'ei Onoichi. Who is the Onoichi? I think this goes back to our original question. Who is the Onoichi? Is the Onoichi Moshe, or is the Onoichi Hashem? I think that's going to be a nafkamina between Rashi and the Unkelis. Rashi Unkelis learns Onoichi is Moshe. It's Chol. When the Sofer writes Onoichi, he does not have a kavana l'shem Hashem. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, I today, I'm giving you a personal blessing, bracha uklala. And he goes on to say, my personal blessing, pasuk of Zayin, pasuk of Ches. Just like in Parshas for Eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yosef Hashem Aleichem Kochem Elef Pe'amim. And then starting with Pasuk Chof Tes, by the way, the Ribbono Shel Olam will also give you a blessing. And his blessing will be much more elaborate. And that will take place when you come into Eretz Yisrael. I'll be gone by then. I will have died by then. You will come into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua Ben Nun. And you'll come to Har Grizim and Har Evald. You'll go on the mountain. And there Hashem will give you blessing and curse. Parallel, Vivorech Eschem Kasher Diber Lochem. The word Anoichi is Chol, I, verse Hashem. Yoime Dein. Rashi disagrees. Rashi, right away he read this. Everything that I just said, he comprehended in a fraction of a split second, in a fraction of a fraction. And he says, Unkelis, I don't know what you have been drinking today, but that's not the pshat in the pasuk. When it says here, Onoichi, Onoichi is sacred. It refers to Hashem. And when it says, Brachu Klolo, and Pasuk of Zayin Chof Ches, this is just a hakdama to the blessing and the curse that will be presented in Har Griz and Har Evil. The Onoichi is from Hashem. And Mark, you have an article Chumash? So when it says I, Re'ei Onoichi Nosei Lefneichem Hayom, well, it's not fair. How, you see, there's no good. How do they translate I? If there will be a capital I, if it will be a capital I, it will be the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Before you say a blessing and a curse.
Say it again.
The translation says, see, with a comma, I present before you today a blessing and a curse.
See,
really, from that translation, you don't know.
It's vague.
But in the books, they tell you it's Hashem.
Hashem. Where does it say it's Hashem? Where does it say the I is Hashem? It says there in the article the I is Hashem?
No, it says I present before you today. On the bottom, he says, according to Rashi, Moshe informed the people about the blessing and curse that will be pronounced later.
Right, so you see, if the word, see, here's the trick. You see, the word I is only one letter, so it has to be a capital. If it would have been another word, if it would have been in capitals, it would be Hashem. A capital first letter would be Hashem. If it would be lowercase, it would be Moshe. So here the art scroll got away with it. Because since I is only one letter, it has to anyway be in a capital. If the rule would be in English that a lowercase I, for the word I means a human being, and a capital I means Hashem, then we can chap art scroll to see if they're true to their word. Because they tell you that they always translate the psukim according to Rashi. I'm suggesting here, based upon this word deign, what Rashi's comment is, the fundamental dispute between Rashi and Unkelis is who is the Anoichi, and when it says in Pasuk Chavzan Chavches, is this a blessing from Moshe, or is this just an introduction to the blessing that will appear, and Har Grizim and Har Evil? Rashi clearly says Anoichi is Hashem, and Chavzayin and Chavches is introduction to the blessings Har Grizim and Har Evil. What provoked Rashi to make that comment? Because it seems from the Targum's emphasis, Yom Adain, on this very day, Yom Adain, we're not just laying out the rules, we're actually presenting the blessing. Presenting the blessing would be from Moshe Rabbeinu. He is the one that's giving the blessing today. Today, and then when it says Chavches, that's going to be the blessing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Machloikis Rashi.
There's something like a compromise here. They're saying that Moshe informed the people. So
right, that's Rashi.
About what Hashem's going to do, but right. Moshe's telling them.
Well, of course Moshe's telling them. Of course Moshe's telling them, obviously. But Moshe's informing exactly what you said. Moshe is not actually presenting the blessing. He is informing them of there will be a blessing and a curse at a later point in time. And let me explain to you the nature of this blessing and this curse. So, but that's according to Rashi. Targum is saying, no, I'm giving you right here and now in the desert before I die, I want to give you my own blessing. And I have this precedent for this. There's precedent for this. I told you, Parashas Veschan, it's a whole Chaz B'Chazal. Next pasuk, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Es HaBracha, what's the Bracha? Asher Os. Now let's see if this is going to be consistent, because there's going to be more disagreements as to how we translate the word Asher. Es HaBracha, the blessing. What's the blessing? Asher Tishnu. What does the word Asher? Does Asher mean if, or does Asher means when? Let's see. El mitzvah Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Anochi mitzaveh eschem hayom, which I command you today. Now here's the tricky. Let's see. Pasuk of Zayin Rashi. Rashi, everything over here according to Rashi is referring to what's going to be in Har Grizim, Har Evil. Al menas Asher Tishmu. The bracha, es habracha, Asher Tishmu. Rashi is very careful. Asher does not mean if. It means when. When? Es HaBracha, the Bracha, Asher Tishmu'u, Al Menas. The Bracha will come, Al Menas, on the condition, Asher Tishmu, that you will, not if you will listen. When you listen to Hashem's commandments, then you get Asher tish almanas, Asher tishmu, on the condition that you will listen. El mitzvayis Hashem Elokeichem, Asher nochem mitzav eschem hayoyim. Targum says Yos Birchon, the blessing, im. Okay, so this to Mefarshim, take note over here on the side of my page. He has a whole write up on this, that there's a machloikis Rashi and the Targum as to the translation of the word Asher. Rashi learns means when, whereas the Targum says if you will listen to the commandments, it's conditional, then you get blessing. If you don't listen to the mitzvahs, you do not get the blessing. Rashi says no. There's no conditions. It's es habracha almanas, so that you do listen. I don't have real clarity. But one thing, what we need to study though, I think the answer to this question will be very, very simple. The answer is we have to go and look at Har Grizim and Har Evil. If our thesis is correct, that Rashi really says this is for sure correct. That everything here in Pasuk of Zayin, Pasuk of Ches, is laying out the foundation of what's happening on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. See, in Har Gerizim and Har Eval, there was no choice. See, things are fitting into place here, according to Rashi. Because Har Gerizim and Har Eval, when it says there bracha and klola, it's not like your typical bracha. If you'll do this, you get the blessing. If you don't do this, you don't get the blessing. Everyone there on the mountain was forced to answer amen. Amen, amen. Everyone had to say yes. It wasn't a situation, let's make a deal. If you'll do the blessing, then you know what? You're going to get bracha. And if you don't do the blessings, no. So you lost out. No pain, no gain. You lost out. That's not what happened on Har Gerizim and Har Eval. The nature of the blessings and the curses on Har Gerizim and Har Eval were forced upon you whether you like it or not. You're going to answer Amen to what I'm telling you. You're going to, the Levim are going to stand in the center with the Aron. They're going to turn both ways and everyone's going to answer Amen. There's no choice. There is no im. That's why Rashi says, you're getting the blessing, it's coming to you. The Levim are going to pronounce the blessing, and you're going to answer Amen, which means you got to do it. You have to do the mitzvahs, and you have to get the blessing. You have to do the mitzvahs, and you will have to get the blessing. And Averos, there obviously doesn't mean it means watch out for those Averos. Those Averos bring with it Klala. There's no choice. But according to the Targum and our understanding that what it says here in Pasuk Chav Zayin Chav Ches has absolutely nothing to do with Har Gerizim and Har Eval. This is a personal blessing for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe says, listen, I'm just a human being. I'm not forcing you to do anything. I'm just telling you, listen to me. Be good. Behave yourself. Be a good boy. If you'll be good people, you'll get blessing. If you don't want to do good, no, so you're going to lose out. You're going to lose out. If you're going to do Averos, you're going to get cursed. And if you don't do the Averos, you won't get cursed. I'm only a human being. I'm not forcing anything upon you. This is not, you're going to stand by the mountain and the Levim are going to turn and you're going to have to answer it. I don't have exact precision in fully comprehending what's going on, Har Gerizim and Har Eval. But one thing is for sure. The blessings that take place by Har Gerizim and Har Eval are not your typical blessings of go to a Rebbe and he tells you, do me a toivah. If you do me a toivah, you'll be rewarded. By the Ribbono Shel Olam, it was different. Moshe is just a regular blessing and curse. That is why Onkelus is able, is within his rights to say im. That's why Onkelus can say im. If you will do the mitzvahs, yos birkan im to kabulon lifi koidaya da Hashem. If you'll do the mitzvahs. Because this is a personal blessing of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi, it's har gerizim, har eval. There is no im. You have to answer amen whether you like it or not. Therefore, Rashi says, asher, almenas, asher to kabulon. You don't have a choice. You're going to get the blessing when you do what you're supposed to do. There is no im. So, l'chora, these ideas, they are consistent. They indeed go together. Okay, let's now go further to Pasuk Chof Ches. V'hakil alo, the curse. What's the curse? Im loy sishmu. If. Now here, everyone agrees the word. Everyone, even my heart agrees with our Eval. It's interesting. When it comes to the blessing, it does not say the word im. When it says the klala, there it does say the word im, because according to Rashi, by Har Gerizim and Har Eval, by Har Gerizim and Har Eval, you don't have to do the curse. You don't have to do the Averis, that's for sure. You don't have to do it. That's why even there it says the word im lois tishmuel mitzvah shem lukecha. By the Berachos, according to the Targum, the word asher serves in the place of im. V'yaklola, im lo yisishmuel mitzvah shem lukecha, v'sarte min hanach, you will turn from the derech, asher nochi mitzvah v'eschem hayoim, which I command you today, lo leches, to go, Acharei Elohim Acherim Asher Lo Yidatem, which you do not know. Now let's see what it says over in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk of Ches, Min Haderech, Asher Anochi Mitzav Eschem Hayim Lulaches, Holomadeta. Here we learn a side halacha. Rashi is saying in Chazal, Shekol Ho'oived Avoidas Elilim, any person who worships a god, Harehu Sor Mikol Haderech, Shenitztavu Yisrael, he turns astray from the entire derech that the Jewish people have been commanded. How do you know that? Because it says here, V'yaklola, Imloy Sishmul Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, we're comparing all the mitzvos. It says here, you do not listen to the mitzvos. And then the Pasuk tells us what exactly you did wrong by not listening to the mitzvos. And it only specifies a single avera, the avera of Avodah Zarah. Why is that consistent with the beginning of the Pasuk where it says, Imloy Sishmu El Mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, and Yesarta Min Haderech. I did not turn away from the derech. I did not listen. I did not violate the mitzvahs. I just was in violation of one very specific avera, avodah zarah. Haring so mikol haderech harshin etzavu yishol mikan armu kol hamoide beavodas elilim kekoyfer bechol hatarakula. The fact that Paskir equates avodah zarah with the entire derech and all of the mitzvahs, a person is moide. Moide over here means you hamoide beavodas elilim. It's like a euphemism. It's not a euphemism. It's literal. A person that is moide, he acknowledges the existence of, he worships idols. It's as if he denies the entire Torah. Okay, so this is Rashi. Rashi is teaching us over here more of a medrash. He's not really telling us the pshat. He's teaching us over here with the hekesh. Now let's see the Targum. The Targum says ulavotin, the curse, and lo tekablun lifiko daya da Hashem elo kachoin. If you do not accept, okay, you do not accept the commandments of Hashem your God. V'sistoin is the same word that is used by a soita, a woman who goes astray. Min orcha, from the road, go astray from the road, the ana that I mifaked yasa, which I command you, yoyma dein. Okay, again he says hayoyim, the commandments which I give you on this very day, limhoch means to travel, bosar tovos amamaya, the mistake. Avodah Zarah, but the Targum is always translated as the error. It's an error. We never focus upon this, but that's a very powerful idea to explain what Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a mistake. The non-Jews have made mistakes. The lo yidatun, which you do not know. Okay, so let's go from there. We come to Har Griz and Har Evil. Pasuk Yichavtes. So how it will be. Hashem will bring the land to the land, which you are coming there to possess. Vinosata es habrocha al hargrizim. Now we're discussing the holidays, the special bracha of hargriz marivel, and you will put the bracha al hargrizim v'es haklala al har evil. Rashi, vinosata es habrocha kit hargumo yos mevorchaya es hamevorchim. So here we have a chiddush. Over here we finally have a situation where finally Rashi and the Targum agree. Let's right away go, let's read the whole Rashi and we'll come back. Al har grizim. Okay, so Rashi explains to us the procedure. What does this mean? Klape har grizim hoifchim. This means the people would stand. They would stand on the ground and they would face har grizim. Upaschu bebracha. They will begin with the bracha. Baruch isha shelo yase pesel masecha. There are 11 blessings and 11 curses. 11 parallel curses. Kol ha'arurim. All of the curses. Shelo parsha. Amru tchila b'loshin baruch. All of the curses were first said in the positive form. blessings. The acharkach chavku pneim klape har evil upaschu beklala, and they began to issue the curse. Okay, so he's not telling us all of the details of the procedure. All he's telling us over here so far really is what the Levim did. The Levim, they stood in the center with the Aron, and the Levim faced Har Grizim, and they issued 11 blessings. Blessed is a person that does not worship idols. And then they went on to the next one. They went through all 11. They didn't alternate. They didn't go back and forth. They first issued all of the blessings. And then they turned, when they finished all of the blessings, kol ha'arudim, she'parasha amu tzichil b'lashon baruch. They said the baruch 11 times. They didn't go say baruch, arur, baruch, arur, baruch, arur. Arur haman and baruch Mordechai. Chayiv adam levasimi b'puraya, ad lo yada, ben baruch Mordechai, and arur haman. Does that halach have anything to do with this Rashi? Have anything here to do with this Rashi? Who knows? Because here you have exactly those same two words, Baruch and Arur, Baruch Mordechai Arur Haman, and here, in Har Griz and Har Evil, you have also the Baruch and the Arur, and the Baruch is the opposite of the Arur. First came the Baruchs, then came the Arur. They did 11 Baruchs, and then 11 Arur. If not for the Pasuk and Rashi telling us this, I would have thought maybe you should first do Baruch, Arur, Baruch, Arur, Baruch, Arur. No. Baruch, 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 and then Arur, 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 Arur. That's how Rashi explains. Now let's see the Targum. Targum will be something very important. You shall present es habracha. So we always translate this to mean, simply, you shall put the blessing. That doesn't make any sense. Blessing is not an object. It's not something that you can touch. What do you mean you shall vinosata? What does that mean? It doesn't make any sense. So Targum comes to the rescue and Rashi gives him his haskama. The hey, it will be are ya elinoch. When Hashem will bring you, okay, will bring you. Hashem lekoch la'ara de'at land, de'at olel lisamon, which you are ascending, to go there. Lemerta, to inherit. V'sitein yos mevorchaya. What does that mean? You will put the blessers. Who are the blessers? The Levim. Shevet Levi stood in the middle between these two mountains together with the Aron HaKodesh. They are the blessers. Yos, those. Yos mevorchaya. Does not say yos. Does not say like what it said in the previous Targum. He said there birkon. Before, in Pasuk Chavav, the first Pasuk of this parasha, re'ehe, anochi nosei lifnechem hayom bracha uklala. Targum, what's bracha? Birkon. So the Targum should be consistent and should say, when you come to Har Grizim, you will put on Har Vinosatas Habracha al Har Grizim, Visaitin Yos Birkon on Altura de Grizim. Targum doesn't say that. Targum says, Visaitin Yos Mivorchaya. What does it mean, Mivorchaya? It means human beings who will utter the blessing. Who are these human beings that will utter the blessing? Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi are the people who are going to do so. Masata kitargumo yos mivorchaya. Es hamivorchim Rashi. Rashi is very pleased with the parish of the Targum. Okay, let's go further. Vyos milot taya. Then it says, you will put. Now there's another, there appears here to be another machloikis between Rashi and Ungulus. Rashi, Ungulus says, v'sitein yos mivarchaya, al, the blessers, al upon. It would appear from Rashi, from Targum, that the people who are going to utter the blessing are going to be standing upon the mountain. the Grizin. V'yos, and you shall position milot taya, the people who will utter the curse al upon. They will stand upon the mountain. Al tura de evil. Rashi read this, and Rashi says, Rabbi Targum, you're making a very big mistake. As far as telling me that the word Baruch and Kola means human beings, you are correct. I give you a grade A. You are correct. There are going to be people that will be doing the blessing and the cursing. But they will, you are wrong. You get an F for suggesting that these individuals will be standing on top of the mountain. No such thing. They will be standing on the ground below the mountain. And when it says Al Har Gerizim, it means they will face towards. Al means towards Har Gerizim. So look at the Rashi one more time. Al Har Gerizim. When it says Al, it does not mean upon physically. Kelapei, towards Har Gerizim. Hoifkim Pineyan. Why did Rashi say that? What was bothering Rashi? What was bothering Rashi is the Targum, because the Targum says Al. The Targum is translating. If it really means klape, then the Targum has no shortage of Aramaic words to tell us Al to use towards. The fact that the Targum used the word Al in this translation means the Targum holds that the people, the Kohanim, the Levim, who may issue the blessing and the curse, they physically stood upon the mountain. And Rashi here says, Targum, in this respect, you're wrong. You're right that there is no tangible blessing. It's a human being. But the human beings are not standing on the mountain. They're standing in the middle and they're facing towards the mountain. Klape har grizim, hoifchem peneim, upasal baracha, baracha isha shar lo yasa pesal asecha. And there's another diak, that another major fundamental difference between Rashi and the Targum Onkelos. It's the same people. According to the Targum, they divided the Levim into two groups. There are Levim that go to the mountain and they say the bracha. There are Levim that go to Har Evel, different people. Different people, the Gota, and they say the Klola. Rashi says, when it says here, the Bracha and the Klola, it's the same Peh. It's the same person, the same Levium. The only difference is first they face this way, and then they face that way. The same mouth utters Baruch and Arur. Chayiv Adam Levasume Bipuraya Adlo Yada Ben Baruch Mordechai the Arur Haman. What does it mean? Until you don't know the difference between Rashi and Onkelos. If you cannot say over today's shir, that means you've had too much to drink. Because according to Rashi, it appears it's the same pair that says them both, the Baruch and the Ar. According to Onkelos, it's different people. Different people in different physical locations. Okay, let's start with the Pasuk Lamed. Haloi Hema. Where is Har Gerizim and Har Evel? Where on the map? You have to remember, this was before Google Maps. You know, it's hard to believe. There was a time when they didn't have these things. Haloi Hema, I'll tell you where it is. It's the Eder Hayardin. Acharei Derech Mevoi HaShemesh. Can you imagine, like, the map quest? It's like a map quest. Before they had ways. You have to go give these very bizarre instructions. I remember going to Boston with my mother, Allah HaShalom, with MapQuest. It was hilarious. Think about it now. I was driving. I was a new driver. My mother, my parents didn't drive. I was a new driver. We were going to Boston. And it was a novelty. It was a novelty MapQuest. Before those days, how did you go to Boston? How did you travel anywhere? You go. You look at the sign. You have a book of maps. And when you get stuck, you stop by a rest stop. How do you go? Right, left. You mean a small. They give you some vague direction. You go. It's a novelty of MapQuest. Print out the instructions. Tells you all the... What's the problem? Problem was, I was a new driver. I still am a new driver. I missed the exit. Get into the left lane. Get into the right lane. I can't. I'm afraid I'm going to crash. I missed the exit. When you miss the exit, you can take the whole printout and throw it out the window. It's worthless. If you miss one exit, you're done. Forget it. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu is a map quest. Haloi Hema, Be'eva Hayardin, Acharei Derech, after the Derech, Mevoi HaShemesh. What in the world does that mean? The Derech of where the sun goes? What does this mean? Just thinking out loud, before you look at the Mefarshim, it could mean either the west, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the Mevoi HaShemesh, the place where the sun goes, the way of the going of the sun, it's in the west. Or maybe Derech means it was the name of a road. There are many roads. There's the I-95, 278, there's the Jackie Robinson. It's the name, Derech, the road called Mevo HaShemesh. Where is the Mevo HaShemesh? Oh, Mevo HaShemesh up north. It's down south. Just because Mevo HaShemesh literally means the way of the sun, there's probably a story behind why this road is called the Mevo HaShemesh. It has nothing to do with east, west, and the sun. Nothing. Somehow it was a Ma'is HaShahoye Ka'achoye was called Mevo HaShemesh. Derech HaMelech Nelech. What does that mean, Derech HaMelech Nelech? That's a very famous pasuk. King's Highway. That's what it means. Derech HaMelech. So some will tell you it means we're going to go like kings. The Derech HaMelech Nelech. We're going to go like kings. We have everything that we... When a king goes, when Trump, when the President of the United States travels, he goes with an ambulance. They go with food. They go with... They have an entourage of 50 vehicles. Every vehicle has another Meshugas. One vehicle has a communication center. One vehicle has a whole arsenal. Another vehicle has a whole hospital. Another vehicle has who knows... Every vehicle has who knows what. But Derech HaMelech Nelech. When we go, we don't need nobody. We don't need gasoline. We don't need food. We don't need bathrooms. We have a special vehicle to go to the bathroom. We don't need you for nothing. A Melech, when he goes the Derech Melech. He has everything he needs. Is that the pshat? No, the real pshat is most of our say the Derech HaMelech means it was the name of a road. There was a road, and it's still there. They even know what it's called. There's a road, an ancient, ancient road, and the name of the road is called Derech Melech. Like today, there's a road called King's Highway. King's Highway, highway is the Derech, and what's Melech? King's. Where does King's Highway go? I can never figure out. This way, that way, back and forth. I never can figure out King's Highway. All I know is, you get a ticket if you go too fast, over 25 miles an hour. If you go 36, you get a ticket in the mail. That's all I know about King's Highway. Derech HaMelech Nelech is the name of a road. When it says here, Derech Mevoi HaShemesh, what does that mean? Does that mean a road that goes to the west, or is it, it's a Derech, and it was called Mevoi HaShemesh? So we have to see that in a moment. The Eretz HaKanani, in the land of the Kanani, Hayoshe Barava, that dwells in the Arava, which means, I guess, the west. What's the Arava? The west? Mul HaGilgal, opposite Gilgal, Eitzel Elone Moreh. Okay, map quest. Okay, could you imagine someone trying to give you instructions? This is where you get to Har Gerizim Har Eval. How in the world are you supposed to figure this out if you've never gone into Eretz Yisrael? You've never ever, it's one thing if you have a map. It's one thing that you're familiar with territory. I've gone down these roads. So you go and you can tell me, oh, you know where Elon Imari is? Yeah. So just make a left on that corner. You know Gilgal is? Yeah. You know where Eretz HaKanani, Hayeshe Barav, you know there? Yeah. You know where Derech HaMashiach? Yeah. Klal Yisrael never ever saw the land. They never stepped foot in the land. They never traveled there. They don't know what these places are. What is Elon Imari to them? What is Arava? What is Gilgal? What does it mean, Mul Gilgal? What does it mean, the Derech Mevo HaShemesh? It's unbelievable what's going on over here. Hashem is telling, Moshe is telling them, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to come to Har Gerizim and Har Eval. I already told you what to do, and my according to I told you what to do. However, Machlokes Rashi and the Targum, and where are you going to find these two mountains? Here is the description. Wow, what a description! What a mystery! Like a treasure hunt to figure out what this means to people who never heard this before. Rashi says, Haloheima, Nosan Bohem Simon. Thank you very much. Nosan Bohem Simon. He gave them a sign. Really, gave you a sign. I tell you, you go to Mars. Mars is a very big place. It's humongous. It's how many times the size of Earth is it? It's humongous, Mars. I'll give you instructions how to get to a very specific... There's a crater here, and there's a hole here, and there's a mountain here, and you'll pass the rover that malfunctioned by the Germans 30 years ago, and then you'll come to the American rover that's still blinking. Come on! It's a joke! I give you instructions how to get to a place in Mars, and I tell you, this doesn't make any sense. Nosan Bohem Simon. Acharei Chavart HaYardin Harbe V'holo L'merochik V'zel L'shoin Acharei. So first thing Rashi says, we are running out of time very quickly, Acharei means keep on going. Don't stop for any red lights. Just keep on go, across the island, keep on going. Komokam Shem Acharei Mufluku. Travel, how many miles? 10 miles, 30 miles, 100 miles. This is also very bizarre. Derech M'vo Hashem Shemesh Lehalon min hayardin litzad marif. Oh, so Rashi here tells us, west. Go west, young man. West. West is the where the sun sets. Rashi is learning. You have to look at all the Rishonim. I guarantee there's a Rishon that says Mevoy HaShemesh is the name of a road. But Rashi, he learns Mevoy HaShemesh is to be taken literally the setting of the sun west. V'tam mikra shehem shnei devarim. The Tam HaMikra proves that there are two shenokto b'shnei ta'amim acharei. So in other words, acharei, Rashi learns that the word acharei is not connected to the words derech mevoy hashemesh. If not for this Rashi, I would say it's one expression. It's after derech mevoy hashemesh. First, define derech mevoy hashemesh. After that has been defined, then acharei, go beyond that. No, that's not what it means. First, go acharei. First, go to the place called acharei. Then, go to derech mevoy hashemesh. How do you know each one is an independent statement? Because of the Tamei HaMikra. Acharei is a pashto. That's the best trap. If you know, it took me a lifetime to figure this out. If you the most important trap in Kriyas HaTorah is the pashto. If you know where every pashto is, you know the whole pasuk. You can figure out all the other trap. You can manage figure everything out. The pashto, it puts everything in perspective. It's amazing, amazing trap. Here there's acharei, and then there's a yesiv, derech. These two have absolutely nothing in common. Nothing in common whatsoever. And the fact that they're juxtaposed indicates they're two separate things. Noko b'pashto v'derech, no v'derech, noko b'mashpel. Now mashpel is Rashi's word for yesiv. We don't have this word in our trap. This is a very interesting thing. We're out of time now. Ben Mashpel. Mashpel, it's his word for a yesif. That trap over here with looks like an arrow, but it's a carrot, but it's before the word begins. V'hu dogush. And there's another indication. Derech has a dat. There's a dat in the dalet. A dat in the dalet means it's the beginning of a new expression. Whenever a dalet is part of a continuation, a word begins with a dal that's a continuation of a previous word, it would not have a dat. It would be soft. When there's a dat, it's hard. It's the beginning of a new sentence. There's a dat v'dogosh. V'mhoi acharei derech dibur echot, hoi yonokud acharei b'mishores. B'shoifer hafuch. What's a shoifer hafuch? It would be, I guess, I don't know, I have to go figure out what that means. Well, then, a shoifer hafuch probably means, I don't know what that means. V'derech, b'pashta, the word called acharei would be with a shoifer hafuch. I don't know what that is. It's a trop. It's one of the trops. And the derech would be the pashta. Derech would be, no, I think, you know what I think of shoifer hafuch means? I think it means a mapach. I think it's a mapach. Mapach, pashto. So it would be acharei derech mevohoi hashemesh. Acharei would be a pashto. And derech would be, acharei would be a mapach. Mapach. Pashto, it would be acharei derech mevohoi, or derech. Pashto is always at the end. It's always milra. Acharei derech mevohoi hashemesh, a mapach, which he called b'shoifer hafuch, the derech the pashto the rofa, without a dot in the dalid. Okay, we have to stop here. We're out of time. Amiris Hashem to be continued. Okay, this is very interesting. To define how Rashi, the Pasuk, is coming to define the location, I have no idea. It's funny. It's mamish funny. Okay, you learn Chumash, we're brainwashed, we don't even know what we're reading. And when you think about what it says over here, what's going on over here? And this needs Hezber. Wait until you see the Targum. Okay, I'll have to stop here. Stop here. Mir Tashem to be continued. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. Tamari, you there? Tamari? Are you there, Tamari?
I'm not.
Tamari, how are you?
Getting rewarded.
What? You're only getting reward, Tamari. Tamari, you will only receive reward. There is no punishment. There is absolutely no punishment.